Hi there, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. And, you know, Eric is in his 25th year at Heckman Financial, and I'm going to give you this telephone number for you to call Eric, a blueprint to worryless wealth. So here's the telephone number, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Now, today, we do have a special guest that's coming on our show later, Marilyn Brown Ross. She's with Open Mortgages, so we'll be talking to her later on in the show. Definitely stick around for that. We probably have all been dreaming. We picture our retirement, just permanently moving away, right?
Yeah, so today we're going to explore the exciting world of relocating and moving in retirement. So if you're thinking about relocating when you retire, stay with us for the whole show for sure. You know, what we want to do is help devise a plan that really helps you, you know, figure out how to relocate, what's the ins and outs. You know, it takes a lot of planning. There's a lot of tax situations and cost items to be thinking about. And, you know, so what you have to do is kind of be, you know, really have a full-on plan, not just get up and, you know, go do it. And, you know, it doesn't make sense to do this, you know, lightly. You really want to have, you know, some real strategy around that. So there's some simple steps and tips that we can help you, you know, figure out, you know, if this makes sense for you to, or not. And then, you know, there's plenty of people dream about relocating somewhere when they retire. But have you really thought about just having a vacation home or just taking trips there? So there's a lot of different things that you really want to look at. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we do a lot of times with our clients, actually, is, you know, is helping them plan that and helping them figure that out. And really all successful retirement have to have a written income plan. I mean, that's the most critical document, is having a written down income plan. And most people I find don't have it. I mean, it's crazy. They're working with financial advisors, supposedly, and they're, you know, these people are managing their money, but they've done no planning in terms of how to get this income. Or they'll just say, well, what's the odds of your assets lasting? Well, that's no good.
That's not a plan.
That's not a plan. Yeah, that's just, you know, rolling the dice and hoping. And so, you know, that's one of the things that if you want to take advantage of that today, you know, if you're saved at least $250,000 for retirement for the first 10 callers today, we do this no cost, no obligation. We'll take you through this planning process where we first find out what you got going on, and then we'll go through a actual written income plan, an investment plan, taxes, because taxes are critical to all these things, healthcare and legacy. And when you put all five of those together, that is the blueprint to worryless wealth. That's my goal, is to have you have a boring portfolio, but a worryless retirement, a fun and enjoyment retirement. So if you want to have that, then all you have to do is give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com.
We're talking today about relocating in retirement, and there's about 64% of retirees who have actually moved once they've retired, which is kind of, I think, a big number. So what do we need to consider before we do relocate?
Well, you know, the first thing is, you know, can you afford to retire? Right?
So yeah, exactly.
Before you move someplace, is just making sure you can actually retire. And then, you know, look at that new destination, see what the costs are, do some math on it. You know, some places look cheaper, but then, you know, you may have, you know, maybe you're in just a normal neighborhood here, but you go to some new resort community and they've got a HOA that, even though you're buying a house, you're not used to having an HOA, a homeowners association, and it may be $500 to $1,000 a month. Well, obviously that's something that you got to account for. A lot of places also have property taxes that increase a lot faster than they do here in California. They don't have the protections we have for the older houses. So, you know, so there's a lot of little things that you got to kind of do the math on. And then also, you know, starting over, how are you going to do that? You know, how are you going to meet people? Do you already know somebody there? I mean, a lot of times if you're moving closer to the grandkids, that's a pretty easy one. But, you know, if you're moving someplace just because you like the weather, you know, then what's going to be the cost of trying to find new people and new things to do, and, you know, just searching out, you know, new and fun things to do while you're there. So you got to do a little bit of planning.
So we do need to evaluate whether we have that ability to retire in place with adequate income to live comfortably without running out of money, right? Or spending down our assets too quickly, right?
Yeah, well, by far, running out of money is, every survey you see, it's always the biggest fear. The EBRI Institute, they did research that said 21% of workers are very confident they have enough money in retirement, which is obviously a very high number.
Low.
So fewer than half actually, even think they can ever retire because they haven't saved up much. So, these are the things that you got to be watching out for. Obviously, first of all, is figure out, can you retire? And then secondly, would it be here or there? Now, sometimes people are, wanting to retire in cheaper locations, and that may help them retire. So that's the other way to do the math is, I had a client who's looking at Belize. The one nice thing about Belize is they're in Central America, I think they're the only fully English-speaking country.
Oh.
And so for $2,000 a month, you can have a place down there with a maid and a gardener. So he went down there. He got was very excited about going to see it all. And then when he gets down there, he realizes you kind of have to go through some pretty rough looking areas to get to those nice areas. And,
really?
And he just wasn't as comfortable about that. So he's still looking, ironically now, at Florida, which very different, but still got the warm weather, I guess, in the water. But,
right.
So that's one of those things that you have to be looking for is, if you are going to, try to retire to a, so-called cheaper place, then, see all the stuff, definitely visit there, get a good feel for it, first of all, and, before you make any, real decisions. But, you definitely need to do a little bit more research before you take any action. So for health insurance and all those types of things now, I've got, lots of clients actually now. My uncle has done it for years and years where, with the biggest worst part about Medicare is there's no dental coverage. So, I had one client 1 year spend $28,000 on some dental procedures. And one thing that my uncle's done, and I've got other clients that are doing it too, where they'll go to someplace in Mexico. And, there's one town, almost all it is dental offices initially. And there's a lot of people actually going to other countries now to, where they've got really good medical. I know I've got a client who goes to Thailand to do a lot of their medical stuff if they ever need anything, just because it's, for $500, they can do stuff that costs $10,000 here.
Oh, my word. That's interesting.
And so there's some nice parts there. Obviously, if you're talking about Medicare supplement and having a, copay and all that stuff, if you're out of the country, it's going to be a little tougher. you're not going to be able to, use a lot of that stuff. So give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Again, you can call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com. Really what we do is when we sit down with people and we do that planning, we're looking at everything that's going on. And first and foremost, again, we build that income plan. We build then the investments, the tax planning, the healthcare legacy, all that stuff has to be in there, all in one written plan. And that is the blueprint to worryless wealth. That's how to build your retirement dreams and not to have to worry about money throughout your whole retirement. We want you to go have fun, not just be worried. So if that's something you want, if you saved at least $250,000 for retirement, all you have to be is one of the first 10 callers today during the show, and we'll do this planning for you. No cost, no obligation. There's no high pressure or anything like that. So all you have to do is give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Again, you can call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, wealthcreator.com.
408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. You can't really begin to calculate how much you'll need in retirement until you know this. What am I talking about? Well, we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. You won't want to miss it. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. You can call or text him at 408-297-9800. He's offering you a chance to create a blueprint to worryless wealth with him. So the number to call, and you may call right now during our show, 408-297-9800. Today we're talking about the cost of living and relocating in retirement. And did you know that over 60% of retirees have said they have either moved or they anticipate moving in retirement? I think that's a big number. And another big number is that fewer than half of all Americans have tried to calculate the money that they're going to need in retirement to live comfortably. Only about 21% of the workers are confident that they're going to have enough money for a comfortable retirement. And that scares me, Eric.
Yeah, well, it's right that a lot of people don't sit down, take the time to figure out this number. I mean, it's a really big number, obviously, to be planning around. So, you know, there's a couple things to be thinking about. The easiest way to start that number is, what's your take-home pay today? You know, obviously, when you're in retirement, you're not going to be funding your employee stock purchase plan. You're not going to be funding the 401k and other things. So that's already been taken out of your take-home pay. So that's why I like using take-home pay as a good starting point. Now, if you're making a lot of money and you know, that's great, but that may not be so realistic in your retirement needs and stuff. So that's when you may need to look at, you know, how much you're spending. But also you have to remember, you're going to be having 7 days a weekend, not two.
I know.
And so
yes.
Then you have a lot more time to spend money on, a lot more things to do. And so that's one of the things that, you know, that you also have to be watching out for, is that expensive hobbies like, you know, going golfing or, you know, traveling, or is it stuff that's, you know, maybe cheaper like gardening or, mm-hmm. you know, hobbies around the house or something like that. So, you know, so those are things that you really need to be looking at and seeing how much you're going to be spending the money and time on those types of things. And when you retire, are you going to be spending, you know, doing a lot more of those things or less of these things? I mean, some stuff you'll probably do less of, and some of the things you'll probably be doing a lot more of. So also in the first 5 to 10 years, I mean, this is the one I always really warn people about is, you know, there's all these stupid studies that say 70-80% of money, you know, before you retire, that's what you'll need to, you know, to live on. And, you know, what happens is really it's 100-150% of what you used to make, at least for those first 5, maybe 10 years, where you're doing all that stuff you've been wanting to do, but didn't have the time to do. And now you get the time to do it. So you're going to be, you know, doing those river cruises or African safaris or Machu Picchu trips. So, you know, that's when you're going to be spending all that money. So that's why you want to watch out. So I would say there's actually two numbers you need. You need the monthly number, and then you need the number for all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you want to say, hey, I'm going to be spending, you know, whatever the number is, $10,000, $20,000 a year on vacations, let's have that number be separate from the monthly number. And then that way you can kind of track on both.
Right. So, Eric, what are some questions that we need to be asking ourselves when it comes to relocating?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously the budget's one of them, right, and stuff, and you know what you want to be looking at too is, you know, what's going to be the lifestyle be like? What's the stresses going to be like, right? So, I mean, depending on how long you've lived here, I mean, some people have lived here for 20, 30, 40 years. You know, that means you got a lot of friends probably. You probably know a lot of people on your street, in your neighborhood, and community. You know, and if you're involved in some organizations, you know, you've got a lot of ties there. So, you know, that's stuff that you're going to have to remember. You're going to have to restart all that. I mean, you know, it can be tough. So, you know, obviously you can get involved in other charities over there, and maybe some of the same ones may have, you know, branches or other, mm-hmm. you know, divisions over there. So this is wherever you move to. So that may be somewhat easier in some respects. I mean, I'm in Rotary, and obviously if I go to another city, I could join Rotary fairly easily and stuff. So, you know, so depending on what types of organizations you're in, you know, that may be simple to do, you know. But then the other thing is, you know, obviously you're going to have to start all over with new friends. And, you know, so that might be tough. Now, again, if you're moving to where grandkids are and stuff, that's a little bit, you know, a little bit easier for sure. And, you know, why are you relocating? I mean, what's the main thing? You know, is it for the grandkids? Well, then obviously that's, you know, that's a pretty easy one. And, you know, there's studies that out there that say that around 29% of people want to move closer to their kids or grandkids. Mm-hmm. So I see that a lot. Actually, I've got several clients that have done that. And I've got one client actually that moved here from Massachusetts, lived out here for several years. Actually, was a neighbor of mine. That's how I met him originally and got super involved in everything. But now the grandkids out here are older, but the son in Massachusetts has newer kids that are younger, so they took up.
They're going to go over
back.
There?
Yeah, they moved back, and it was crazy because they were involved in, between the two of them, probably 20 different organizations and stuff, so they're super active. So, you know, but whatever, right? So people, you know, do want to be close to their grandkids, so that might be a big thing that, you know, that may or may not be good for you. For them, you know, they timed it perfectly because they sold, you know, the real estate market's gone so insane here. So, you know, they're able to cash out and get a lot of money out of here. So, you know, it could have been the opposite way, though. You know,
true.
Had they tried to move and when things were down, you know, you could cost you a lot. So that's one of the things to look at, too, is, you know, what's the real estate market like where you're leaving and what's the one where you're buying? Because if it is one that's overpriced and maybe, you know, overheated, then you may end up moving there and then you may be stuck because, you know, you're losing a lot of money if it goes down a lot. So, you know, and then also, you know, when you're trying to move, you know, the other things would be is, you know, why that location? Why not other locations? You know, what about the taxes around there? I mean, that's another big one is a lot of people are trying to move to different tax states. I had a client that is actually moving up to Washington because they're originally from there. But, you know, that was one of the things that once we put that in there with no state income tax, it was amazing. Their money lasted 4 or 5 years longer just because there's no state income tax. So, you know, there can be reasons like that. And so the whole point of that is how would you know unless you have a plan, unless you have a written income plan? So really that's the first step is getting that written income plan, figuring out, okay, if it's here or there or wherever, what's the difference is like? I mean, we can actually tell you what the difference would be like retiring in California versus Nevada or Texas or Florida or Washington State. So, you know, what some of these states without income taxes. So that's part of the income plan, and that's also part of the tax planning that we always do. Most people in my profession skip the taxes for some silly reason. And then you want to do the investment plan, then also go into healthcare, legacy issues, and wrap that all up into one blueprint to worry less wealth, blueprint to having a fun retirement, and not having to be worrying about your money day to day. So if that's something you want for you and your family, if you save at least $250,000 for retirement, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, where you get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. And just like we're talking today on our show, Eric will help you with all of the confusing and the high-risk strategies that we're all bombarded with daily. So to set up that discovery visit with Eric, 408-297-9800. Create that blueprint to worryless wealth with him. He's offering that to you today at no cost, no obligation. Also, check him out on their website, wealthcreator.com. Again, wealthcreator.com. What would be another reason that people want to relocate, Eric?
Well, I mean, some of them, it's more of the halftime type of thing, the snowbird type you know, thing. And, you know, in California, we don't see that as much because, you know, we can go up and see the snow.
You've
we can
got
drive
it
back
all.
Home any time. But I mean, you know, my Uncle Ed actually, that's what he's been doing for years. He's, you know, he winters down in Surprise, Arizona, which I always think is a funny name, but you know, it's close to Phoenix and you know, it's a whole resort type of community and you know, they do tons of pickleball down there. They've got golf if you're into golf and just drive around their golf cart all all winter long, you know, and you know, then come spring break, that's when you can rent out your place. So they usually take off and, you know, and then they actually now have a place in Eastern Washington. And so that way they're pretty much, you know, rarely being in anything that's over, you know, 80 or 90 degrees. You know, really not ever over 90 because they're, you know, taking off from Arizona and they're then going to Eastern Washington and used to be Wyoming before that. But, you know, having a north-south place is one way to, you know, kind of stay in kind of more of a mild climate for the rest of your life and not have to worry about, you know, driving in snow or other things. And, you know, so that can be a good way to do it. Obviously, then, you know, again, how are you going to run two houses and stuff? I mean, that gets a little bit more complicated. They've got an RV that, you know, they travel around in also in between. But, you know, there are some other issues. Now, lots of times technology's made all that a lot easier. I mean, you know, you have your own Wi-Fi that you can bring with you nowadays. And, you know, they have their mail sent to a, you know, like a UPS type place. And, you know, so they, all their mail goes to one address and they can just tell them once a month to send it, you know, where they want it to go. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do, but, you know, obviously there's some extra costs along that, right? You know, if you got two places, you got two, you know, where's your permanent residence going to be? What's the better state to be, you know, taxed in? You know, where is it better to buy your cars in? You know, all these little things. So, you know, there's lots of different options that we do with a lot of our clients, and we, you know, review all those factors. We can kind of answer a lot of questions on that. So, you know, if that's something you want to do for you and your family, and you want to sit down and first and foremost get that written income plan so you know you're going to be okay in retirement, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or you go online to wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. And their strategies are going to help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs. So call or text Eric today. You can get that portfolio stress test. He talks about that a lot. Here's the number to call or text, 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or text him at 408-297-9800. We were talking before the break about a common reason to relocate in retirement. And Eric, you suggested visiting at least once in every season before committing to that area. And that way you can make sure you know what you're getting year round before you move. Any other thoughts on relocating?
Well, yeah, I mean, before moving lock, stock, and barrel, you know, is this the best answer for you? You know, is it, you know, like I said, go see it all the different seasons and definitely different traffic times. If you're especially going to doing that snowbird thing, you know, you want to be there in the winter when everybody's crowding in, and, you know, how is it different? And, you know, but also, yeah, there's ways to do it. You know, you can do an Airbnb where maybe rent a house, or, you know, one of these vacation swap things where, you know, you can stay there for a week or two, because, you know, you don't want to just do it for a weekend, but you want to probably stay there a little bit longer, mm-hmm. just to kind of see what things are going on, and also maybe visit whatever organizations you like to be a part of, so you can kind of check out those and see if that is something that you'd still like to be around there.
What would be some other things that we should consider before we move?
Well, obviously, the one is, you know, is what we talked about before, is taxes. I mean, you know, so, you know, a lot of states have, you know, different weird things. Some tax Social Security benefits, most don't, but you got to watch out where you are. You know, one of the tricks for people that like to move up to, you know, Pacific Northwest is they'll move to Vancouver, Washington, not Canada, but
yeah,
and because Washington has no state income tax, but then Oregon has no state sales tax, so you live in Washington and then you shop in Oregon.
And hey, so that's pretty smart.
You can live fairly, you know, fairly tax free. you know, so those are things to be looking at. You also want to look at property taxes, because, you know, here in California with Prop 13, our taxes can only go up 3% a year, but some places you'll see increases of 5 or 10% sometimes. So you know, you want to look at all that type of stuff. And so, you know, there's a lot of little things around taxes that you do definitely want to pay attention to, because that can, you know, drastically affect, you know, your retirement and what the costs are.
Can you tell me what are considered to be the best states to live in from an overall tax perspective?
Well, from a Forbes study, that they said Texas, Florida, Michigan, and then some of the worst ones are Ohio, California, New York. It also depends on, you know, there's more than just taxes. I mean, that's one of the problems I think a lot of people also do, is you don't want to just blindly move someplace just because, you know, it's a better tax atmosphere. Because, you know, if you really want to be in Florida with all the bugs and the humidity and, you know, all the other stuff, I mean, I've visited Florida enough and definitely know I would not want to live there, but
yeah.
But so, you know, if you're used to a milder climate and stuff like that, you know, yeah, maybe cheaper to live there, but do you want to be there? So that's again why you want to go visit those places first, and, you know, then figure out from there, does this make sense to, you know, for you and your situation.
What would be some other things, Eric, aside from taxes, that we would need to consider?
Yeah, well, the cost of living is obviously one big one. You know, I've got several clients actually now that just had another one 2 months ago, I guess, moved to Hawaii. And, you know, Hawaii obviously is a nice island feel and stuff. But, you know, you're not going to ever see cheap gas there because it's an island. And most everything you buy there, because it's an island, you know, it's not going to be super cheap. You know, a lot of the groceries are going to, yeah. So groceries, other things, you know, are going to be typically pretty expensive there. And, you know, so that's, you know, but you're also not going to need a lot of, you know, a lot of clothes. You're not going to need a lot of jackets and snow tires or stuff like that. So, you know, so there are some things that, you know, you save money on, some stuff that you spend more on. So that's one of the things that you want to look at is, you know, what is those differences to that location? You know, and then, you know, what's the cost of downsizing? I mean, one of the big things around here is, you know, once you sell that house, you know, people say, oh, you get that $250,000, you know, capital gains exclusion per person. So if you're married, it's $500,000. Well, if you bought that house, you know, 20 years ago, you've made more than $500,000 around here. So, you know, you're going to have probably a pretty big tax bill typically when you move out. And so that's one of the things to be thinking about is, you know, how much is that going to cost you? There is no delaying your tax on your personal residence. People think that law exists, and still lots of times I hear that, and I've even heard from realtors, which scares me, but that law got killed in 1997, so it's been a long time since we had that. You know, the other thing too is, you know, maybe just renting in the new place. I mean, why do you need to go buy a place? I mean, lots of times it can be just cheaper to rent, and especially if you're buying, if you're going to a place you don't know, sometimes one place, one area, one neighborhood might look great, and then by the time you live there for a while, you realize you don't like that area, you'd rather be in this other area, and so had you already bought, it's going to be a lot tougher and more costly to move.
Good point.
So, you know, so there's a lot of different things there. And then also, of course, which we kind of touched on earlier in the show was, you know, with health insurance, there's obviously the health insurance costs. Some are national, but a lot of those are regional. But the other thing too is, you know, what kind of coverages, you know, are they, the, you know, if you're into Kaiser, you're not going to have that, you know, maybe in all locations. You know, maybe you love your doctors and all that stuff, and you're going to have to start over. So, you know, that's one of the things that we do when we're sit down and we're doing that planning with people. First and foremost, is we're looking at that income plan, saying, okay, can you retire? What's it going to be costs? And, you know, what's the cost differences if you do move to some different location? Is there cost savings, expense? Look at that, develop that written income plan, because that's the first thing you have to do before you can ever retire. Then we'll go into income and how you're going to get that money in terms of investments, taxes. So that's when you first, then you finally go into that, those types of areas. Then lastly, look at healthcare and legacy, you know, because legacy options, you know, the rules change on terms of trusts and other things when you change states too. So if you want that, that's our blueprint to worry less wealth. If you look at all those five areas combined, that is the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's how you have a fun retirement, exciting retirement, but you don't have to be worried about your money all the time. So if that's something you want for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Today we're talking about relocating in retirement, and we've looked at some things that you should consider before you decide. But now let's say somebody listening, Eric, has said, what would be the first way that they would need to manage their money if they plan to travel extensively in retirement?
Well, I mean, what you can do is, like I said earlier in the show, when you're planning that monthly income that you need, you know, budget out separately how much you want to spend for travel. And so, I mean, my father, when he first retired, he wanted to do all, take his RV at the time, it was $4 a gallon gas, 7 miles to the gallon RV, and he wanted to hit every single state that touches the Atlantic. So it's all 18 states there. Hmm. And so obviously it's a costly trip. He spent 7 months doing it and, you know, had a lot of fun and stuff. Even with that, even with an RV, it's sometimes people think, oh, you know, you get your whole house with you, pretty much you don't have much cost. Well, you have to pay for gas, you're obviously going to places, so a lot of times there's admission fees. Mm-hmm. You know, almost always you're spending $20 to $60 a night to stay someplace. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're still not free in terms of, you know, not you know, having a place to stay, because you know, even though you're driving it around, you still usually have to pay something. Yeah, you know, so I mean, even if you're just snowbirding, and you know, like my aunt and uncle who go north south, I mean, what they do is they spend the spring and fall, you know, doing other stuff in between. So they make kind of like their travel plans going from one house to another. So, you know, what we can do is if you saved at least $250,000 for retirement, we will create for no cost, no obligation, that worry-less wealth, that blueprint to worry-less wealth, that income plan, first and foremost. You got to know how much can you spend? Am I going to be okay? Then figure out how to invest to make that all happen. What's the tax ramifications? Which assets should you touch first? You know, what's the tax things you should be doing today before retirement? Then we'll look at healthcare, legacy issues, and we'll wrap that all up. And that is that blueprint to worry-less wealth. That's something we can do for you and your family. So again, if you want to take advantage of this offer for the first 10 callers today, just give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Coming up in our next segment, Eric is going to welcome Marilyn Brown Ross with Open Mortgages. She'll be talking about reverse mortgages. So stick around for that. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I've got my monthly contributor here, Marilyn Brown Ross. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So Marilyn's an expert on reverse mortgages. And of course, the topic of this show has been, you know, if you want to relocate in retirement, where should you go? How to do it? What are the things to be thinking of? And, you know, lots of times reverse mortgages, you know, I know we've brought up a few case studies before, but, you know, I actually referred you some people that one of my clients that through an odd situation, I met their daughter. Their daughter didn't really need my help, but really their parents really needed help. But they're out in Ohio. Well, now they're trying to finally move closer to their daughter and trying to figure out how to buy into California from Ohio. not cheap.
No.
And so that's one of the things is, you know, the reverse to purchase is one of the things they mentioned. So, you know, maybe once you, obviously, first of all, go over what is a reverse mortgage, because we got to always cover that. And then also, you know, a little bit about how can you buy a house with one.
A reverse mortgage is just what it's called, exactly reverse of a traditional mortgage. With a traditional mortgage, you have a payment to make every month. And boy, you don't make those payments, you're in foreclosure. A reverse mortgage allows you to not make a payment. So, of course, the interest accrues, so it is a negative amortized loan. But the nice part about it is you can make a payment if you choose to. So if you want to keep that down, the balance down, you can absolutely do that. But with a traditional mortgage, you miss 3 or 4 payments and you're in foreclosure. With a reverse mortgage, that doesn't happen because there are no payments that are mandatory. You can make them or not. But there are 3 things with a reverse mortgage. You have to pay your property tax, pay your homeowner's insurance, and keep the property in decent repair.
And the reverse part is really the fact that you pay it back at the end.
Exactly.
Not monthly.
That's right. At the end, when the last person is living there, if it's a married couple, one passes, the other one has the right to stay there as long as they live. I actually think the contract says till you're 150. I don't think any of us
are. That's very optimistic, but yes.
Yes. So at that time, whether they sell the property or they pass, then it goes to the children or their heirs. I shouldn't say children, but whoever their heirs are. And then they can decide to keep it or sell it. And what's owed is exactly what's used plus the accrued interest, just like a loan, only with your traditional loan, you make the payment and the balance goes down a little bit.
Yeah, and so usually most people are looking at reverse mortgages to actually do exactly the opposite, is not relocate and stay
right.
in their house and pay off their existing mortgage. But, you know, I think it was fairly recently, I mean, last 10 years or
yes.
so, that they actually had the reverse to purchase. So,
right.
So tell us a little bit more about how that works.
So, like your client that's coming wants to move here close to the children, but it's so expensive. But, you know, there are decent condos around that you can buy. So whatever they come out with, the reverse mortgage, you have to be 62, and it's all based on the age and the value of the property. So there is no loan to value.
I mean, age of the borrower.
Age of the borrower.
Not the age of the property.
No, the age of the borrower. I'm sorry. There is no loan to value. It's all age to value. And the older you are, the more money is available. Let's say they find a property, and I have no idea. These are just figures I'm pulling out of the air. You find a property that's worth $600,000, and you came out with $400,000 from the sale of your property. But you want to get into this, but you don't want a payment, and you don't want to spend all your money.
Right.
You want to keep some of that $400,000 to live on. So a reverse will come in, and depending on your age, the borrower's age, and the value of the property, it might put in $300,000, and then you'd only have to put in 3 of your 4. That's the way it works. So you can get into a property fairly easy.
Right. It's either you're doing the down payment, but a smaller down payment, and you're getting the loan from them, or they're giving you the down payment in a way. But in essence, yeah, they're going to come in hopefully around half of the value, unless it's a really expensive place.
Exactly.
But most people are usually trying to relocate and downsize, not upsize.
That's very true. But most seniors, unless they're coming in like this one you're talking about, they're coming in from out of town or out of the state. Most seniors I deal with, they want to stay in their home. That's the whole purpose of the reverse mortgage. I've been here 50 years. I've been here 60 years. I don't want to move. I want to be here. But all of a sudden, I can't afford the payments. If a spouse passes or whatever happens, something may happen to where they need more money to live on and they can't afford it. So if they have a mortgage on the property, most of the time, the reverse will pay it off. And then they don't have that mortgage payment, which might be $2,000, $2,500 a month. Or if the property is paid off, they can do a reverse mortgage and get extra income. They can take it monthly. They can take a lump sum.
That income is tax-free because it's actually not income.
Absolutely.
And legally speaking, it's actually you're borrowing money. So
that's right.
So the nice part there is, yeah, there's no taxes.
No
doesn't
taxes.
Affect your Social Security tax. Doesn't affect anything. Yeah.
Doesn't affect anything. And CPAs are really getting it now. It took a while, but they understand. They don't even have to really bother the portfolio. This they can do, and it's just a separate thing altogether, and keep all their portfolio intact and still use this money that's tax-free.
Yeah, and especially, I just had a client, unfortunately, who just passed away, but she started off at this, I think Forrest Gump said it was a apple farm out in Cupertino or something, but, you know, she started at Apple way back in the 80s and got a few shares that turned into a lot of money. And for her to sell that I mean, it was basically like an IRA. I mean, she had almost no cost basis in the stock because it split so many times over and over. And, you know, so that's kind of one of those situations where taking money actually out of a reverse mortgage would actually be way cheaper than at her death. When all that tax went away, the kids inherited that market value today. So, you know, that might be a time where you use a reverse mortgage, even though you don't need the money, but just to save them the taxes too. So
I have a client right now that I think they paid $12,000 for the home in Palo Alto, California. And it just appraised for $3,010,000. I mean, and she's done nothing to the home. Wow. If she were to sell that home, what would her capital gains be? I mean, it would just be astronomical.
Oh, yeah.
So she says no. But anyway, she didn't want to leave anyway. This is the home she bought with her husband, and he's gone. So this is what she wants to do.
Yeah. No.
Really works
and,
well.
And so, you know, again, this is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. And we've got here Marilyn Brown Ross, who's a reverse mortgage expert. And so just kind of going back to relocating, you know, maybe people don't want to relocate because obviously one thing you can do is, like we mentioned, is the reverse to purchase. So you could actually not, you know, if you sell out here and cash out and have a lot of money, that maybe now you have a good standard of living. You don't have to dump it all into a new place. You can use reverse for part of it. But
right. But
the other flip side of that would be, you know, like you said, maybe people don't want to, relocate and don't want to have to move. So, you know, if they're doing that, that's when probably the reverse mortgage would be a good place to look because, you know, like you said, you know, they can fix up the place, right? They can do whatever they want with the proceeds.
Whatever they want. There's no, they can take those funds and do whatever they want with them. That's their money.
Yeah. And so that can be a great way to do it. Now, you can't do it on a second home or rental property because I know I get that question a lot. It
has to be the primary residence. You can buy a second home. I've had people do the reverse mortgage on their primary residence, get the cash out, and go purchase a vacation property.
Oh,
I've had that happen.
Yeah, well, that's actually a good way to go, too.
Yeah, but you can't do it on, if you already have that second home, you can't do the reverse on that. You have to be living in it.
Yeah, but so say you want to go, you know, either get a mountain house or a beach house, or maybe, you know, you're thinking about relocating, but you're not 100% sold on, you know,
right. Living
and doing the raisin plan, as I call it, you know, going out to Arizona and shriveling up in the sun.
Yeah.
But, you know, so one of the things you can do is maybe then is use the reverse
to purchase
on your house.
A second property.
Well, to, yeah, take the cash out, buy the place out there where you might want to be living and live out there for a bit and, you know, flip back and forth between the two homes. And then
right.
If you say, hey, yeah, I want to stay here, then you can sell off the one and pay off the reverse. And
you've got the other one.
Yeah. Or you just keep them both. And,
right.
You know, now you got two places.
I have quite a few do that. Yeah,
yeah.
They're looking for, or they take the money out to help their children. You know, we want to help the kids buy a house. So they need to. Big down payment around here.
Right.
So they take it out and give it to the children, kind of like early inheritance.
Kind of wrapping up this part of the show, but if people do want to do that counseling, and not the counseling, I mean, but the consultation, I should say, if they do want that consultation, figure out how much they can get, either for them or even for their parents.
Absolutely.
You know, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Just give me a call at 408-722-0010.
All right, how about one more time?
408-722-0010. Or I think that my website or my link is on your page.
Yeah, so if you just go to wealthcreatorradio.com, so if you do the wealthcreatorradio.com page, yeah, there's a link right there for that. And we've also got back episodes, so if you want to listen to any of the podcasts, you can listen to that there. So, well, it's great having you. We'll have you back next month.
Great being here. Looking forward to it.
We'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Hi there, welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. He's also a registered investment advisor and a certified financial planner. So today you're getting straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Now, Eric's in his 25th year at Heckman Financial. He's the founder of the nonprofit Financial Knowledge Institute. He's also author of Worryless Wealth. So again, the telephone number to get a hold of Eric is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Give him a call. Call right now during the show, 408-297-9800. You can call or text that. So our time is almost up, Eric. So really in this segment, let's just kind of go over any final thoughts that you want to share with us, considering the cost of living as you relocate in retirement.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously there's several things. So one of them is, first and foremost, you know, how can you retire? You know,
yeah.
How much do you have to retire?
Yeah.
And so once you figure out, can you retire and what's the cost going to be, then, okay, what if you did want to move, you know, to wherever, you know, maybe the kids are living in Nevada or someplace, you know, you can, you know, move to there, or maybe you just want to live in Nevada or Texas or, you know, wherever, someplace warmer, someplace where maybe it's a better tax environment. I mean, there's lots of issues to be talking about. So, you know, looking at those issues and saying, okay, you know, what's the tax ramifications? What's the cost of living differences? I mean, what am I going to be spending more on? What am I going to be spending less on? You know, those types of things. I mean, if you're retiring into, you know, Hawaii, where a lot of things are a lot more expensive, you know, but some things you won't be spending money on. So is that really saving you money or not? You know, if you're trying to retire internationally, which I have so many more clients now doing, I think it's probably because of some of those TV shows where people are buying international homes
All
that type. And there's even actually a magazine now that also, you know, one of my clients showed me about retiring internationally. But so there's different ramifications to that, obviously, because, you know, a lot of things will be different in terms of, you know, stability of that country, language, you know, whatever you're living in. You know, but a lot of times you can retire a lot cheaper and easier in some place like that and stuff. So, you know, that those are all things. And then also, you know, if you're going to do that snowbird type of move where you're going to be, you know, one place here and there, what's the cost of having two places and the cost of switching, you know, so often. So, you know, you want to be looking at all those types of things. And so just really the moral of the story is really just trying to do some planning. You know, before you move someplace, definitely visit it in all the different times of the year. So that way you really get a feel for it. You know, also the other thing too is you may want to just rent for a place in that, you know, in that locale before you really, you know, go full force
right.
And then end up buying there and committing yourself. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do, but really look at the taxes, look at the investments, having that income plan, look at the healthcare and legacy issues, wrapping that all up into one. And that is the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's something we can create for you and your family. All you have to do is pick up the phone call. If you're one of the first 10 callers today, we still got time for people. Yeah. Phone number is 408-297-9800. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. We'll just sit down, do this plan for you and get you that information. So then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. As always, you can find podcasts of this on iTunes or just at wealthcreator.com, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs.
Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.